When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
And we are easing down the road. What road would that be? Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Self Same Show here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, easing-on-down NPR station. Well, that song was from The Wiz, a huge hit in 1975, about to be revived later this season. But a couple of elements came together in my consciousness to realize that we really need to spend an hour or 54 minutes, but really much more than that if we could, on black musicals of the 1970s. It was an incredible decade for talent, both on stage and off stage, a really underappreciated but quite magnificent decade for black performers, black writers, black directors. And I saw the recent revival of Pearly Victorious, written by Ossie Davis with Leslie Odom Jr. and the wonderful Carrie Young. And it made me think about the musical version of Pearly, which we'll get to in a moment. As we ease on down the road called Broadway in the 1970s, when black creators and black audiences briefly, I'm afraid all too briefly, transformed the theater district. Well, there were some early shows in the late 60s, early 70s, a couple written by Melvin Van Peebles, including Ain't Supposed to Die a Natural Death and Don't Play Us Cheap. And they were very intense urban stories of disenfranchisement and anger. They were significant, but not popular, at least to mainstream audiences. And that began to change with a show called Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope, which was a more of a review of inner city life with a slightly more, I don't know, sunnier disposition. The main point of this is all the music and lyrics were written by the immensely talented Mickey Grant. The show was nominated for a Tony. So let's hear a number from Don't bother me. I can't cope.
I've got to keep moving. Moving, Lord. Moving. Moving, Lord. I'm a long way from where I've been. But I've got to keep moving till I move on in. I've got to keep pushing, pushing, Lord, pushing, pushing, Lord, pushed a long way from where I've been, but I've got to keep pushing till I push on in. I've got to keep moving.
I've
got to
keep moving.
I've got to keep moving.
Oh, I've got to keep moving.
I've
got
to keep moving.
Yeah.
I've got to keep moving. To travel, nobody has a map, but I know one day I'll find a way. Hey, I gotta keep pushing.
I gotta keep pushing.
Oh, I gotta keep pushing. Well, there are times when I get discouraged, and I remember what I read one day. The race is not given unto the swift,
but to him that
endureth. Oh, keep on running.
I gotta keep running.
Oh, I gotta keep running. Yeah. Oh, I've come through some mighty low valleys, over mountains too high to climb. But when I look back over my track,
it seems like I'm walking.
Keep moving.
I gotta keep moving.
I gotta keep moving. Oh, I gotta keep moving. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Well. Yeah. Till I move on.
Set hear him dream. He tells it like a story. He talks about a better time, happy days and glory. No more scratching for a living, like a chicken pecking. He's got to charm the bees, the flowers flower just for Pearly, Pearly, my Pearly. I ain't never seen a man do the things that that man can. Why he can steal the evening. Just can't wait to greet each day, to blank my eyes and to say to Pearly, Pearly, my Pearly, ooh, you just dream.
that was the astonishing Tony Award-winning voice of Melba Moore, still, I think, either a late teenager or in her early 20s, playing Ludie Bell in Pearly, the musical version of Pearly Victorious, which we'll get back to. In many ways, you know, Pearly Victorious by Ossie Davis was a kind of musical to begin with. It had all that ebullience and these great fun characters. It's definitely a show worth seeing currently on Broadway, but maybe we'll see the musical again sometime soon. Well, the great Black play of the 1950s, of course, was A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry, and perhaps it was Pearly's success that made her estate turn Raisin in the Sun into a musical called Raisin, never revived on Broadway, but a host of Tony Awards, including Best Musical in 1973. So here is a beautiful song, stunning song, sung by an African exchange student to a young woman, played by Debbie Allen, who lives in Chicago, alive from the score to Raisin.
How to say it? How to begin? One who searches within. Alayo. One who hungers, seeking the true. Bread alone will not do. Alayo. How to tell you? Picture the mountain so tall, river so wide. One who dreams of reaching the other side. Alayo.
Seeing your world touching on mine weaves a whole new design.
Somehow reborn, like the sunlight, each dawn alayo. Heartbeats tell me, beating like drums of my home, calling my name.
Not a man. That's nothing but a toothless rat.
What you say?
I said that that individual in that room is no brother of mine.
Oh? So you feeling like you's better than he is today, hmm? You done wrote his epitaph too, like the rest of the world. Well, who give you the privilege?
Mama, you saw him down on his knees. Now, wasn't it you who taught me to despise any man who would do what he's getting ready to do?
Yes, I taught you that. But I thought I taught you something else, too. I thought I taught you to love him.
Love him? There's nothing left to love.
There's always something left to love. And if you ain't learned that, you ain't learned nothing. When you start to measure a man, you measure him right, child. Measure him right. When a breeze gets to losing ground, better ask all the trees around. When the wind's getting slow, look at where it's had to go. Measure the valleys, measure the hills. Streams nearly dry as bone. Better count every turn, every stone. When it's all running thin, take a look at where it's been. Measure the valleys, measure the hills. When you know how a dream can fade, how a man comes to be so afraid, when you know where he's been, take a look at him again. Measure the valleys, measure the hills. Have you cried for that boy today? I don't mean for yourself, child. I mean for him. Honey, when do you think is the time to love somebody the most? When they done good and made things easy for everybody? It's when he's at his lowest and can't believe in himself, 'cause the world's done whipped himself. When you know how a dream can fade, the verb.
the hills.
That was Virginia Capers as Lena Younger, the mother in Raisin, a Tony Award-winning performance. Beautiful, beautiful number, sung with Deborah Allen. Well, for those of us who grew up in the 70s, The Wiz was the game changer because it had not just Andre DeShields and Dee Dee Bridgewater and Stephanie Mills, it had a television commercial that was so exciting, and it showed a black family in the theater, a young black man loving The Wiz, and who didn't love The Wiz? And that was the big crossover move, which was not to get just black talent on the stage, but black audiences in the theater. So here is the 11 o'clock number from that magnificent show.
From wrong, for the people all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Yes, the people all said, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware! To heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Was the rockin' and rollicking voice of Ken Page as Nicely Nicely Johnson in a 1976 black version of Guys and Dolls. That's another thing that started to happen in parallel. Started, I guess, with Hello Dolly in the late 60s, Timbuktu in the late 70s, doing black versions, quote unquote, of classic American musicals. And this was the one moment in Guys and Dolls where it really came alive with the black cast. I remember it well. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. I want to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for supporting us every week. And today we are easing down the road called Broadway and looking at black musicals of the 1970s. So different from each other in scope and ambition. And the one thing they all had in common was talent, talent, talent. Now, if I were to ask you what review of black music featured Honeysuckle Rose in the middle of the 1970s, and you answered Ain't Misbehavin', you would be half right. A season before, 1977, Bubbling Brown Sugar appeared on Broadway, which is a wonderful review of great songs of the Harlem Renaissance. And here are those old pros in every sense of the word. Josephine Primice and Avon Long singing a Fats Waller classic.
Irene, that was the beginning of our magical moments.
Those were golden days.
glorious days. Sweet Georgia Brown tore up the town. Then there was that show we did called From Dixie to Broadway.
That was with Florence Mills.
Florence Mills.
And do you remember the Alhambra Theater?
Do you remember the song, Mary?
Oh, yes. I remember. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honey, supple round. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honey, sorrow. Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. So sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honey, suckle rose.
Every honeybee feels a jealousy when they see you out with me. Don't blame them, good knows, honey, suckle rose. You pass by flowers, droop and sigh, and you're the reason why. You perfection, honey, sucker rose. Ah, baby.
Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar.
Yes, sweet, cautious, stir me up.
When I'm taking sips from your taste, baby, it seems the honey drips.
Yeah, look at how he's switching.
Hey, back for the hour, 'cause I'm in
Well, the joint was certainly jumping at the Longacre. I'll never forget that show. Andre DeShields, Ken Page, Nell Carter, and a host of others, not a host, a couple of others, beautifully orchestrated by Luther Henderson, Ain't Misbehavin', the Tony winner, the most magnificent show of that season, certainly from an award point of view, and a perennial, brought Fats Waller back into popular consciousness, for which we are grateful. Mickey Grant, we talked about earlier, she contributed some songs to a gospel musical called Your Arms Too Short to Box with God, a Vinette Carroll show, which was the Book of Matthew set to a gospel beat. And it's a show I didn't really know, wouldn't have been in my wheelhouse, but a singer named Dolores Hall walked off with a Tony Award, and you will understand why in about 30 seconds.
to break in two. My head is reeling and I am feeling blue. I feel just like a fish without of sleep, I'm getting thin. You don't think I'm sinking? Look what a hole I'm in. I've got the low down, the lowest of the low. Crown sinking right on through my shoes. Oh, and it's not because I'm broke with all my clothes and pawn, but since that morning I woke. Told no lie, said you'll never miss the water till the well runs dry. The one who took my sweetie, he better leave this shore, or there will surely be some creep hanging on his door.
Well, Ain't Misbehavin' and Bubblin' Brown Sugar gave rise to yet another review called UB Blake, the UB Blake Noble Sissel songs of the 1920s. And that was a 1921 song from Shuffle Along sung by Gregory Hines, who became a star in UB along with his brother Maurice Hines. And the next year he would do, or 2 years from that, he would do Sophisticated Ladies, which was a Duke Ellington review, but that takes us into the 1980s. Let us finish out the 1970s with a show called Working, which was again a review of Manifold Hands, including Stephen Schwartz, James Taylor. But here is a Mickey Grant song, a stunning song for the end of Act One, sung by the incomparable Lynn Thigpen.
If I could have been what I could have been, I could have been something. If what I could be had been left to be, I would have been something. A tower of strength, a center of power, at $10 an hour. Thank you. could have done, I could have done, I could have done big things, some luck to do, but I wanted to, I would have done big things. Swam a few rivers, climbed a few hills, paid all my bills. Now it's just dreams that I'm stuck with. Yeah, there ain't a lot to show. I haven't gone far from the starting line, but deep down inside where it counts, I know.
And
if I could have gone, fight all those ifs, ands, or buts.
All those ifs, ands, or buts.
But if I could have been what I could have been, I could have been something. If my destiny had been up to me, I would have been something.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our all-too-brief but wonderfully evocative look at black musicals of the 70s. We'll end sort of where we began with the final number from Pearly. This is Cleavon Little in a Tony-winning performance. And it's pretty much all Ossie Davis's words set to some wonderful music. So a nod to Pearly, currently happening on Broadway, and to the great tradition of black musicals on Broadway, certainly, but in the 70s particularly. Take it away, Reverend Pearly.
Tonight, my friends, I find it being black a thing of beauty, a joy, a strength, a secret cup of gladness, a native land in neither time nor place, a native land in every Negro's face. Be loyal to yourself, your skin, your hair, your lips, your southern speech, your laughing kindness. A Negro kingdom's vast as any other. Accept in full the sweetness of your blackness, not wishing to be white, nor red, nor yellow, nor any other race or face, but this. Farewell, my deep and Africanic brothers. Be brave. Keep freedom in the family and do what you can for the white folks. And write me in care of the post office. Now may the Constitution of the United States go with you, the Declaration of Independence stand by you, the Bill of Rights protect you, and may your own dreams be your only boundaries, henceforth, now and forever.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.